A Western New York attorney is suing Governor Cuomo over his use of executive powers, saying they are a disturbing and gross abuse of authority. Jim Heaney, editor at Investigative Post, is joining me more with more on this. Jim, tell us about Corey Hogan from Hogan Willig.
Well, he heads a large firm. I don't know a whole lot about his politics, but he's certainly a credible attorney who has brought a lawsuit that I can't speak to the validity of the legal arguments. I guess that's for a judge to work out.
But my question is, he can work, right? Attorneys are allowed to work under the governor's executive order.
You need special permission, which he says his firm has obtained. Law firms were not automatically grandfathered in as essential businesses.
So he's then trying to help out other attorneys then that are not allowed to work.
No, his narrow objection is that the state attorney general has pressed him to make changes above and beyond what he's done in his business practices to promote, safe distancing, whatever. The lawsuit doesn't get into the particulars of what exactly the attorney general has asked of him, other than in speaking with him Saturday. I think his general complaint is that I'm permitted to continue operating with certain limitations. I feel I've lived up to those limitations. The attorney general won't leave me alone.
Hey, Jim, is this almost just setting the stage for other businesses, not necessarily only attorneys, but other businesses to do the same thing going forward? We're kind of expecting a lot of these across the state, right?
In terms of lawsuits, no. I mean, this is a lawsuit that, under normal circumstances, would probably take about a year to litigate. So, this is not a lawsuit that's going to change anything short term. I think if it has the potential to change anything, it would be down the road. If in fact there's spikes 6 months or a year down the road in COVID-19 cases. And then the state's in the process of reopening gradually outside of New York City. So I don't see it having any real impact on what's going to happen in the short term. I do find, I mentioned a couple minutes ago, I'm not a lawyer. I can't really speak to the validity of the legal arguments. I do find it interesting that Hogan has gotten into a lot of other related issues in his lawsuit. For example, he's claiming that New York State has faced worse calamities than COVID-19. I'm not aware of anything else that's killed over 22,000 state residents the way COVID-19 has. He's also taken the position, very counter to what medical experts say, that if people had simply gone about their business without any of this social distancing or business closings, we wouldn't be any worse off. And again, I think that Dr. Fauci and others would take a dim view of that perspective.
Jim, we appreciate the background on this. Jim Heaney, editor at Investigative Post. You can read more at WBEN.com, and the full story is at investigativepost.org.